The Arizona Constitution limits elected officials to 2 terms, and that includes any part of a term. Brewer insisted that her first 2 years did not count because she became governor automatically in 2009 after Janet Napolitano quit to take a job in the Obama administration. In a speech at the elementary school her children attended, Brewer said the work to put the state back on financial footing continues.
However, there does come a time to pass the torch of leadership. So after completing this term in office, I will be doing just that.
But Brewer made it clear she's not going to coast for the next 9.5 months or be giving up on her goals of fixing the state's child welfare system or improving public education.
I can assure you that I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. I will work until my final hours, completing the people's business on behalf of the great state. Both my pen and my veto stamp have plenty of ink.
Her decision also means that Brewer, who developed an international reputation for signing the 2010 legislation aimed at illegal immigration, won't enter what has become a crowded Republican primary to replace her. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.